we cannot tell if Apple is going to become one of those great iconic companies. No question, we will all agree it will have been a tremendous entrepreneurial success story. But no one can yet say if it's going to attain the enduring significance of companies like IBM or GE or Johnson & Johnson. Furthermore, and at this point she thumped her finger on the desk, how do you know the company was successful because of anything you're teaching us? The company could have just been lucky. After all, if you have the Apple II in 1977 and you have the Macintosh in 1984, well, Apple could have been successful not because of its management practices, but in spite of them. Her challenge hung in the air, and she was right. Growth and early success can cover an awful lot of sins. Perhaps, unwittingly to be sure, I was just feeding my students managerial cyanide. A colleague advised upon the start of my faculty appointment that I should respond to such challenges by trying to look wise. But I was only 31 years old, and I looked just as young as the average student. So finally, after a long pause, I said simply, "That's a really good question. I'll get back to you." Little did I know that it would take 6 years of research and 325 pages of text to make good on my promise. Her challenge festered in my brain. She was right. How would you know which factors separate the few entrepreneurial success stories that become truly great companies from all the others? Why did Sam Walton's small chain of dime stores grow to become Walmart? Why did Ibuka's band of renegade entrepreneurs in a bombed-out building in downtown Tokyo in 1945, with a failed rice cooker, of all things, as its first product, rise to become Sony Corporation? Why was Thomas J. Watson Sr. able to take the small and insignificant computing, tabulating, recording company and turn it into the International Business Machines Corporation, known today as IBM? And most important, what separated these cases from others? Others that were just as lucky, or maybe even more lucky, in the early going? I had no answers. Meanwhile, just down the hall, and unbeknownst to me, the second root of this book had taken hold. My colleague Jerry Porras had spent the previous 25 years trying to answer the question of how organizations can change to make themselves healthier places to work and more successful in delivering results. As he began to piece together his life's work into an overall framework, he realized that he lacked a significant piece of the puzzle. What drives healthy and enduringly successful organizations? If you look over 100 years of history, you realize that most well-run organizations adopt most of the same basic practices and methods, and yet, very few become great. You can export the practices of democratic government all over the world, but the fact remains that some nations become great and dominant in the course of history, while others that also adopt democratic government, do not. Most universities have the same basic practices. They all learn from each other. But few rise to the stature of Harvard, Stanford, or the University of California at Berkeley. Most major newspapers have access to the same journalistic practices, yet only a few attain the influential stature of the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal. Whether it be the Mayo Clinic, the United States Marine Corps, Habitat for Humanity, or the Salvation Army, a few select organizations rise far beyond mere success to weave themselves into the very fabric of society so that it's difficult for us to picture our world without them. With corporations, we see the same pattern. It doesn't matter whether you're talking about the principles of scientific management, the fundamentals of statistical quality control, management by objectives, Six Sigma, decentralization, re-engineering, strategic planning, and so forth. Over time, the best practices tend to spread across all major companies. And yet, some companies become truly great, while others do not, even though they all have access to the exact same best practices. The obvious question Jerry asked is, why?